Basso continuo is a method of thickening musical textures by augmenting the bass line. It is sometimes called figured bass, thorough bass, or simply continuo. The use of the basso continuo is confined, for the most part, to music of the Baroque era. So widespread was the use of the basso continuo that some people used to refer to the Baroque period as the basso continuo era. Continuo groups are employed in vocal and instrumental ensembles ranging from three musicians to larger groups. Here are some examples. Listen to the cello and harpsichord that accompany the violin in this sonata by Arcangelo Corelli. In this excerpt, drawn from the opera Orfeo by Claudio Monteverdi, a recitative sung by a soprano is accompanied by an elaborate continuo that consists of a small organ, a bass viol, and two plucked instruments, namely a mandolin and a form of large bass lute called a chitarrone. The performance of a continuo part is called its realization. It requires at least two individuals, a musician who constructs a series of chords using the notes of the bass line with a chord-producing instrument such as a harpsichord, organ, or lute, and another performer who plays the bass line either at pitch or an octave below. This musician generally performs on a cello or bass, but a viola da gamba, bassoon, or other bass melody instrument could also be used. Here is an example of how a basso continuo functions. The opening ritornello of the fifth Brandenburg Concerto by J.S. Bach is written for six parts and basso continuo. The continuo, in this case a harpsichord and a violone, which is the largest member of the viol family, performs the bottom line, which is highlighted in this example. The numbers and symbols above the bass line indicate the types of chords to be played by the keyboardist. Here is what the basso continuo from this excerpt sounds like in isolation. Let's listen first to a performance of the bass line. The addition of the harpsichord completes the continuo. Here again is the opening of the fifth Brandenburg Concerto. Note the accompanying illustration of a Baroque instrumental ensemble. The two gentlemen at the back and center of this illustration, performing on a violone and harpsichord, are the continuo group. Musicians performing the basso continuo also had the additional function of holding the ensemble together, in partnership with the musician who led the melodic line, by establishing tempos and maintaining a clear bass part. In this regard, continuo players assumed a function analogous to a rhythm section, bass and drums, in jazz ensembles and rock groups. The basso continuo fell out of use over the course of the 18th century, primarily because the growth of the orchestra eliminated the need to augment ensembles. Its directorial function was also assumed eventually by conductors. A basso continuo consisting of a solo harpsichord remained in use during the classical era, however, to accompany recitatives in opera.
Al fin siam liberati, zerlinetta gentil, da quel sciopore, che ne dite mio ben so far pulito.
Signore, e mio marito?
Chi colui vi par che un onest uomo, un nobil cavalier, qual io mi vanto, possa soffrir che quel visetto d'oro, quel viso inzuccherato, da un bifolcaccio vil sia strapazzato?
Ma, signore, io gli diedi parola di sposarlo.
Tal parola non...
In summary, then, basso continuo denotes musicians who thicken the textures in music of the Baroque era by augmenting the bass line with a combination of chord-producing and bass instruments. They appear in vocal and instrumental ensembles, varying from trios to large ensembles. Continuo musicians also assumed an additional function in larger works by helping to keep the performers together.